Welcome to the Commercial Investing Show, where we analyze, explain, and exploit the opportunities presented in today's commercial property marketplace. If you're interested in apartments, mobile home parks, self-storage facilities, and other income property, you've come to the right place. We'll explore what's hot and what's not in markets nationwide in the relentless pursuit of return on investment. Here's your host, Jason Hartman.
Welcome to the Commercial Investing Show. This is your host, Jason Hartman, where we discuss the relentless pursuit of ROI. Yes, that's right, return on investment and return on inflation. We have a changing future with monetary policy and fiscal policy the way it is, and we need to prepare for it as investors by structuring our transactions differently, and we will talk about that on this episode and future episodes, of course. So we will be back with a fantastic interview for you and a guest today in just less than 60 seconds. Stay tuned.
Now you can get Jason's Creating Wealth in Today's Economy home study course. All the knowledge and education revealed in a 9-hour day of the Creating Wealth Bootcamp, created in a home study course for you to dive into at your convenience. For more details, go to jasonhartman.com.
It's my pleasure to welcome Stu Silver to the show. He has got a fantastic resume. For the last 14 years, he's trained over 5,000 investors, about 3,000 of which have been trained specifically in the mobile home investing business. And he is an author and a speaker and a humorist of sorts. It's good that we have someone who's actually got a sense of humor in our business, because sometimes we need that. So it's my pleasure to welcome Stu Silver to the show. How are you, Stu?
I'm doing great. How are you doing, Jason?
Fantastic. Thanks. So, mobile home parks. Tell us a little bit about your background, if you would.
Got into real estate mostly by accident in 1981. So, I've been at it for 30 years. Been doing foreclosures for 30 years. Always liked income property, because when I wake up in the morning, I like to have the choice whether I want to go to work or not. And when you have income property, you have that choice. And I've also been flipping property. That, to me, is like the dessert on the table of a real estate investor. Discovered mobile homes around 1992 when I bought my first one. I had a piece of vacant land, didn't know what the heck to do with it, but knew I didn't want to build a house. And I put a mobile home on it that came out of a hurricane in Florida, and the little puppy just cash flowed like a bandit, enabled me to hold on to the land for almost 10 years, and then sold it, made over $100,000. And then discovered mobile home parks completely by accident in around, I think it was 2001, when I was making live telephone calls in front of a class that I was training. And I'll tell you that story shortly, but I'm sure you want to ask me another question.
Yeah, great. Well, so you got off to a good start pretty early then, it sounds like. I mean, really, your first experience was a positive one, right?
Almost every experience I've had in real estate is a positive one. But I tell everybody, if it can go wrong in real estate, it's happened to me, and I still managed to make a lot of money in spite of it. So don't worry about the bad things or the mistakes. They're far outweighed by the good ones.
Absolutely. What are some of the advantages, Stu, in particular when it comes to mobile home park investing? I mean, you chose that asset class, I'm sure, with some intent. You could have invested in office buildings, industrial properties, single family homes, anything. Why mobile home parks?
Well, first off, I have all the other asset classes. If it exists in real estate, I got a little bit of it. I have about 650 renting units, and I've got a little bit of everything. But mobile home parks became my favorite after I bought my first one, the one that was a land lease community, where you lease the land and you don't own the mobile homes. All right. And I discovered right on that there's five major advantages to mobile homes and mobile home parks. Number one of which, they have the best cash flow of almost any real estate investment. It's hard to find anything that cash flows better than a mobile home or a mobile home park. Number two, there's a huge demand for affordable housing in this country, and it's getting bigger. And mobile homes and mobile home parks are the most affordable form of housing. So those first two things are important and very, very, very powerful. The third one I learned about in the last 6 years. when the real estate market really got turned on its ear. You're in California, right, Jason?
Yes, I am.
Okay, and I'll ask you questions from time to time, Jason. By the way, my best interview, I used to do a live call-in real estate show on cable TV. And you haven't lived till you do a live call-in show. And my best show was with Russ Whitney. I asked him one question, and then the next thing I said was, well, folks, thank you for tuning in. He talked 29 minutes straight. Okay. If you want me to do that, I can do it, Jason. You tell me.
Hey, listen, I like when the guests talk. I think that's one of my better qualities as an interviewer because I don't talk too much because I want to hear from the experts. I want to learn more. By the way, I couldn't agree more with your last two points about the demand for low-cost housing and mobile home parks being at the entry point for that demand. Very good points, absolutely.
Okay, now, I learned this through practical experience. Mobile homes and mobile home parks have great downside protection. Well, the last question I said to you was, you're in California, right? I think you've had somewhat of a correction in your real estate market.
Absolutely. It's been terrible, and I think it's going to get worse, by the way.
Well, I'm in Fort Myers in Cape Coral. We are ground zero. We went through the worst already, and we're getting better, by the way. But we went through the worst, and as I told you, I own just about every asset class, a little bit of each one of them, and my mobile homes and mobile home parks have performed admirably in the worst real estate market that we've ever seen. Every single one of them they still cash flow. All right, they've gone down in value, but they still cash flow, and I'm paying my mortgages with money left over, you know, in the worst real estate market we've ever seen. So mobile homes and mobile home parks have great downside protection, which is very important.
Absolutely. I see what you mean. And it's amazing that, well, the office people and the industrial people and the retail people are singing the blues. The apartment owners are actually doing pretty well nationwide. Rents strengthening and the foreclosure boom is actually helping them in a sense. So mobile home parks, even more and more insulated from that. One question for you, Stu. Are you a mobile home owner as well? Do you like the park-owned homes or do you strictly like being the landowner and having other people bring in their homes?
My preference is to have a land lease community, which is a fancy term for they own the mobile home, they lease the land from me. So on Thanksgiving morning, when I get the calls, my oven isn't working, I just say, well, find someone to fix it because I'm not responsible for that. In other words, they're responsible for it. And all you really have to do is take care of infrastructure, which means roads, water, sewer, electric, and things of that nature, and mow the lawns, which is very, very easy and very easily done. So my preference is to lease the land and let the resident own their mobile home, but I own lots of ones where I own the land and the mobile home also. But my preference is for land lease.
Right, right. So you like doing the land. A lot of people, I think the Lonnie deal side of the business and having the mobile homes is probably for the smaller investor. That might be a way to enter more than it is to do something big, of course. What do you think about people entering the market now? I mean, if a non-mobile home park investor is listening, and this market's been beat up pretty bad in most asset classes, not as bad in mobile homes, except that the financing has become very tough for them as well. What do you think about entering now? Hard to get deals? Easy to get deals?
Oh, no. That's a great question, Jason. First off, I just bought a mobile home park 6 months ago, so I'm putting my money where my mouth is. The park that I bought, I had been looking at for 5 years. I missed buying it 5 years ago. Somebody paid more than I wanted to. They paid $3.75 million for it, and I just bought it for $1.1 million.
Wow.
Okay. And I financed it through a bank. But when you said, is financing difficult right now? Absolutely. You can get some bank financing. For everybody that's listening, Wells Fargo is still a fairly aggressive lender on mobile home parks, but you got to figure to take 60 to 90 days because they're going to want every piece of paper known to mankind. But even if you don't go to a bank like I did, seller financing has never been easier. Never been easier to get seller financing because the banks have pulled in the reins so much on lending. So to answer your question, one, this is the best time to buy mobile home parks in my career of 30 years. This is the best time in the last 30 years to buy real estate in general and mobile home parks specifically, but almost any real estate. This is the best time, and you're talking to a guy who puts his money where his mouth is every single day. And number two, yes, it is difficult to get financing. It is difficult to get financing, but that makes it even better. You can get financing. Of course, it would be better to put some money down. It's not easy to get no money down financing right now. Get a seller to give you the whole amount. But if you're willing to put 10% down, even 20% down, you can buy mobile home parks. One of my students just bought two of them, as a matter of fact, with seller finance.
Any thoughts, Stu, on the best places to source the deals? Because over here at my company, we've written many letters of intent. We've tied up a couple of parks that we let go. We got one deal done, which was good, but it seems like you've really got to put a lot of offers out there to get a deal. If it's good, there's a line of people trying to buy it. Where are you finding the best places to source opportunities?
Let me see if I understand what you said, okay? I think what you said is you have to make a lot of offers. Well, that's always been the case. If you want to get a really great deal, you know, what we call a steal deal, you have to make a lot of offers. And that's part of the lie, unfortunately, with many real estate trainers. They tell you, oh, it's so easy. The sellers are out there waiting to give you their property, and you don't have to put any money down. And I can show you 179 different ways of buying for no money down. When the truth is, you always had to put in a lot of offers if you wanted to do creative financing. That hasn't changed. See, most of the deals that come to me are sort of like through people. They're not through the normal real estate exchanges, and I'll define the normal real estate exchanges as LoopNet, CoStar, and for mobile homes, you have Mobile Home Park Store. All right, those are the three, and also you, in terms of what else would you get them? Well, you used to be able to get it on the CCIM network, but they've gone over to LoopNet. So the two major places of finding mobile home parks for sale are LoopNet and Mobile Home Park Store.
And I think, by the way, Dave Reynolds over there and Frank Rolfe with their Mobile Home Park Store, I think they just did a merger with LoopNet recently of some sort. I'm not sure about the details.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
I heard something like that. Yeah, they did some kind of deal, I think, with somebody. But anyway, go ahead. So, yeah, you know, and those are the places where everybody's looking. Is there a secret?
Yeah, well, I mean, the secret is, well, first off, I have a bank, and I'm not telling people, say to me, who'd you finance with? And I go, none of your damn business, because I don't want that bank to run out of money. All right? They love me. Because, you know, I've written two books on investing in mobile homes, and they have two mobile home park mortgages with me, and my wife pays early every month. She's been paying early every month for the last 6 years. So they gave me a loan in these times. They gave me a loan from start to finish in 20 days, which is unheard of in this market. Okay, so there is a bank lending, but I'm not going to tell you who it is. All right, but I did tell you Wells Fargo is lending, and I did give that out to the people listening, so that would help them. I imagine that even if you do find a good park, there may be some competition for it, but it's such a great time to buy. So, I mean, let's assume, all right, there's a park that theoretically is worth $3 million, and now you can pick it up for $1.2 million. All right, is it a big deal if you have to pay $1.3 million to get it from your competitors who are paying $1.2 million? Is that really a big deal in the big scheme of things, Jason?
Probably not.
There you go. Okay, so if you're a little bit more flexible and that you can't absolutely steal it and you're finding it on one of the real estate exchanges, yes, you'll probably have to pay a little bit more. But, of course, you got to make sure that it's right, that it's making money. But the best deals come to me through, you know, like people will call me and say, hey, I know a bank that just took in a mobile home park. All right, and that's the way the best deals come to me, through word of mouth. I would grant you that there's more competition on the real estate exchanges, but there's so few people that can get the job done. If you've got 10 or 20% to put down and reasonable credit, you can still shine and get some good deals.
Okay, okay,
so did
good.
I answer your question?
Sure, sure.
I'm used to talking for 3 days straight, 10 hours a day. So you won't have any problem with me. You know, when I interviewed people, I would prepare for the same length show that you had, 30 minutes. I would prepare 50 questions. Now, some people, like Russ Whitney, all I had to do was say to him, "So, Russ, if I parachuted you anywhere into any city USA with no money and credit, what would you do to become a millionaire again?" And then I just had to shut up and say, "Well, folks, thanks for tuning in." For
every gift like at the end of 30 minutes. I love it.
You know, for every gift like that, there's a gift that you go, "Hi, do you like real estate?" "Yup." What would you recommend to our listeners?" "You buy it."
"Right."
"Really, what would you buy?" "Buy low, sell high." All right? Now, someone like that, you're going to need 50 questions and a handkerchief to wipe off the sweat, all right? Because 29 minutes can be real long when you get one-word answers, right?
Stu, so just like you said,
long answers.
You're the funniest guest I've ever had on the show, no question about it. I love it.
Seriously? Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. No, you're absolutely all right.
Yeah. Now, I didn't finish giving you the two more advantages of mobile homes. If you remember, I said that number one, they have the best cash flow. They are the most affordable form of housing, and affordable housing has a great demand. I said they're safer in downturns. What I didn't tell you is the fourth reason is, where's my fourth reason? Here it is. It's a great way to get started investing because you can buy some individual mobile homes really cheap. I mean, the last purchase, if I told you I just made a purchase, I bought a mobile home on its own lot for $10,000. Now, it had some smoke damage from a kitchen fire, so I put another $3,000 or $4,000 into it to paint it and clean it up. But I was into it for $14,000, all right, a three-bedroom, two-bath on its own lot. It included land, and I'm renting it out for $600 a month, and it probably nets $400, which means it probably nets around $5,000 a year. And I'll leave it to you to figure out what kind of cash-on-cash return that is where you get $5,000 for a $14,000 investment. It's greater than 33%. And you can get started for $14,000. And I bought another one before that. A guy called me up from California, by the way, and wanted to sell me his mother's mobile home. And it was on an acre and a quarter, which is apparently a lot size that's unheard of in California. I believe your lots go from postage stamp up to reasonably roomy. But this was an acre and a quarter with the cutest little mobile home. I thought it would have a disastrous mobile home, but it literally was perfect. And I bought it from him for $12,000. I mean, the land alone 5 years ago was worth $75,000. For an acre and a quarter. So that's just a mobile home that's sitting on a savings account called land, and someday I'll cash out of that. So you can get into mobile homes very, very cheaply and get really great returns. It's a great investment to stick your toe in the water, and if you like it, all right, well then, you know, then you rein out the horses and you buy a park. I don't know what kind of investor you are. I'm very conservative. People think I'm a wild man. I'm also an auctioneer, by the way, Jason.
You right? sound like I, you could I've be a great auctioneer.
well, you know, after you've been talking to people, I tell people, if you have to get up in front of people and be interesting for 10 hours a day, 3 days straight, you can apply that skill to a lot of other things, and auctions are, you know, you talk to the crowd. The chanting where you go, ba-da-ba, ba-da-ba, is just, you know, that's the sizzle. It's not the meat. The meat is communicating with your audience. So, yes, an auctioning did help me. But to go back, all right, so I told you the fourth reason was that it's a great investment to start out in because it takes less money. By the way, I once, at a foreclosure sale, bought a mobile home on 3 acres of land for $8,000. And it was the worst mobile home I ever bought. I never even went inside of it. It was so moldy and mildewy. We were going to throw out the mobile home and bring in a new one, but we wound up selling it to somebody, and it burned down the day before closing. Anyway, but we bought it for $8,000 and sold it for, I believe, $52,000. We made over $40,000 on it because of the land. So there's a lot less competition. I bought it at a foreclosure sale where there were 20 investors and nobody bid on it. Nobody bid on it because there's not a lot of competition. It's like it's off most investors' radar screen. So that's the fifth reason that mobile homes are a great investment, because there's not a lot of competition from investors. But I will tell you this, there is more competition when it comes to buying mobile home parks, which you've experienced. All right, and believe it or not, it goes reverse here. This is the amazing thing. The bigger the park, the more the competition is. You know, most real estate, as you get bigger and bigger and higher in price, the amount of people that can afford it thins out. Well, with mobile home parks, you're actually better off. I'll give you a little tip. You're better off with the parks that are between 40 and 80 units. Once you get to 100 units or more, you go to a different strata of investors. You get what they call economies of scale. So the competition is keen, and the people that are in that have access to money. But if you stick to the 40 to 80 unit parks, where there's much less competition, you'll find that you should be able to get, you know, get your fill of them.
Do you want to sort of just outline a general price point for those parks too? I mean, of course it depends where, but maybe a price range or something.
Okay. I can tell you what's going on in Florida and most of the United States, and then for California, add a zero. That's the joke, all right?
Right.
If you're buying things for $10,000 a unit in Florida, just add a zero, and it's $100,000 a unit in California. And I can tell you this, when I was teaching, and I also taught over the Internet, which was fascinating, and I would teach to having 40 or 50 people on the line all over the United States, just fascinating. If you had told me when I was growing up I'd be doing that, I would have said it's impossible, it's science fiction. There are individual mobile homes right now you can buy inside a park in Fort Myers, Florida, for $5,000 or less. You can buy them for $5,000 or less. That same mobile home in California would be $50,000 or more, okay? But yet, equivalency, a $5,000 mobile home in Florida is really the same as a $50,000 home in California, because they're both extremely affordable. What's the median priced house in California now? I remember in L.A., it got up to 550 and 600. It's probably down to 300 now.
Right.
Do you have an idea?
It's somewhere in there. But, you know, we don't do California at all because we think it's still declining quite a bit, and it's got a lot of pain ahead with a looming bankruptcy of the state and so many municipalities here in trouble. We've just looked elsewhere. We're active in Texas, Arizona, Indiana. We do quite well in Georgia, and for multifamily and single family and small plexes and stuff, those seem to be very good. But California, it's got some real pain still ahead, I think, my friend. I think things are going to still continue to deteriorate.
Well, it always seems more painful when it's close to home, all right? I have found, and I have tried to train myself, believe it or not, before I got involved in real estate in 1981, I worked on Wall Street. And around 1975, I was trained by a guy that made money year in and year out trading the market. He really knew market trends. He really knew how to invest. He wasn't just a salesman. And he trained me that the more scared I was, the more I should be buying. You know, and Warren Buffett.
That's the Warren Buffett quote. I use it all the time, yeah.
Yeah, well, then you know. And so if you're really nervous about investing in California, that's the clue that you should be buying. Now, what you want to do is you just want to buy something that is so incredibly cheap that you can't turn it down.
I think okay? You can wait another year in California. All I'm saying is no reason to rush in. I think the opportunities will be here even better in another year from now, that's all. But anyway, go on about your mobile home perks. Yeah.
Well, if you wanted to know about a price per unit, in Florida, you could fairly say that RV parks, which is one part of the asset class, that's where people have RVs that they either move in or they have a park model that remains in the park, and they tend to be very seasonal. Those sell for around $10,000 to $15,000 a lot. If you're talking a mobile home park, not an RV park, but a mobile home park, mobile home parks now over 55, you have two different kinds of mobile home parks. You've got over 55 where they're restricted to people that are over 55 and no children. And then you've got family parks where there is no age restrictions and you allow children. Well, the management, I bought my first over 55 park this year. That was the first one. And I toyed with converting it to a family park. It was incredibly easy to manage, that I couldn't do it. I said, I've never had it this easy before. So the reason I brought that up is an over 55 park in Florida, you'll pay anywhere from $20,000 to $25,000 a lot. And for a family park, you'll pay anywhere from $15,000 to $20,000. Okay? Now, the park that I bought, I paid around $7,000 a lot. Okay? See, even in a market where there are certain norms, you can get an outrageous deal. You know, you just got to be patient and I'll put the feelers out. But I think I answered your question. And by the way, I want to say that the places that you're investing are excellent places. I tell people that if you want to know what your property is going to be worth in 5 years, 10 years, people say, you know, where are the best, what are the three most important things in real estate? And when I took my CCIM, you know what that is, right? The Certified Commercial Equal.
I was taking the courses years ago when I first got in the business. Didn't finish it, though. Went into the residential side.
I finished it, and I spent $40,000 getting it, and I only learned three damn things.
Right? What are the three? Give us the course. We'll save our time and money.
I'll tell you. Really, it costs me, when I teach this, I tell people you owe me $13,333 for each one, all right? I learned how to use an HP 12C calculator, which I believe is defunct.
No, I have one. I'm looking at my HP 12C right now, Stu. I love this thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I lost mine, and I don't ever want to replace it. That was the first thing. The second thing is I learned about NOI. All right, and I, if you read my book, I guess I haven't pushed any of my books. If you read my book, Mobile Home Wealth and Mobile Home Wealth Part 2, I really go into NOI like nobody ever has. I've really broken it down to you. And the start of my learning about net operating income came from CCIM. And the third thing I learned was the three most important things when buying real estate. Now, what are they, Jason? What are the three? You know the cliche.
Well, the cliche is location, location, location. But I have a feeling you're going to modify that for us. I just have that feeling.
I'm going to tell you, yes. And I learned it through the last 5 years. It's jobs, jobs, jobs. If you want to know what an area is going to do in terms of price 5 or 10 years from now, well, you figure out what the job market's going to be like in that area. And I can guarantee you that if the job market's improving, real estate will improve. And I can guarantee you, as sure as the sun is going to rise tomorrow, if the job market is getting killed like it is in Detroit, that real estate's going to get killed. And what I wanted to tell you is the places that you're buying your, apartments, you said single families, duplexes, and whatever, are excellent places. In every one of those places, the job market is improving. Texas has got one of the best job markets. By the way, Washington, D.C., I think it has the best job market. Can you figure out why? All right? That's your federal government getting smaller. And I was surprised to learn through the most recent study that Boston has one of the highest job markets, and real estate is improving in Boston right now. It's still got, you know, ways to go.
Yeah, and that surprises me too. You know, Boston was really hard hit really early in the game, especially in the high-rise condo market. They were just almost as bad as Miami, it seemed like, from the news I kept reading. But yeah, that's kind of a surprise. I would agree with you there. Texas, if it were to secede from the Union, I always say it would be the Hong Kong of the United States. it's just so business-friendly.
If I went out of the state of Florida, the next state I would invest in would be Texas. And I found when I was just sticking my toe in the water a couple of months ago that Texas, there is a lot of competition for mobile home parks there because everybody's thinking the same as you and I are, Jason, that the job market's improving there. Oil and natural gas are improving. Raw materials are going up. Inflation's coming. And that's a reasonable safe haven, Texas. But the numbers that I gave you for Florida probably are the same for Texas, by the way. They're probably the same in terms of how much you should be paying per lot and whatever. And Texas, by the way, has a lot of mobile homes and mobile home parks, but you'll never guess what state has the most mobile homes and mobile home parks.
And you know what? I have a feeling I won't. Go ahead and tell us.
California.
Really? Wow.
As amazing, yes, as amazing as it seems. Everybody thinks Florida, and we're number two. But California, I believe, I remember seeing the statistics, and saying, well, of course, California's got, what, you got 40 or 50 million people now. How many billion people are there?
I think we got 39 right? million or so, something like that. So it's a big overpopulated state. Yeah. That actually brings up a good point. A lot of investors, I think, when they look at the mobile home market segment, the mobile home park segment, they kind of think the inventory is somewhat limited, but that's really not true. I mean, how many parks are there in the United States? How big is this marketplace and this opportunity?
Okay. There's 8 million mobile homes. And I got that statistic from the Ford Foundation. They did some sort of study and concluded there's actually a little bit more, but let's use 8 million mobile homes. And there's 50,000 mobile home parks. And I always say that you can figure around 10% are for sale at any one time. It's actually a higher percentage, but I use 10% because it's so easy to calculate. So at any one time, there are 800,000 mobile homes for sale, and 5,000 mobile home parks. And if you want to bear this out, LoopNet at any one time will have between 1,000 and 2,000 mobile home parks for sale, and Mobile Home Park Store will have approximately the same. And then, you know, if you take all the ones that are out there in different MLSs that aren't on LoopNet or Mobile Home Park Store or other websites, it adds up to around 5,000 that are for sale at any one time. So that's a lot of inventory to be available.
Yeah, it sure is. So another thing that's interesting, Stu, is that a lot of people, there's just sort of this resistance, I think, on the part of some buyers and investors. When I say buyers, I mean home buyers, for this type of product. But some cases, really, these mobile homes are built pretty well, especially nowadays. I mean, can you compare a stick-built sort of standard house to what one might find in terms of construction quality to a mobile home?
Absolutely. Believe it or not, the average mobile home is built better than the average stick-built house because it's built inside of a factory. You know, I tell people, would you rather buy, if you're going to buy a Lexus, would you want to buy a Lexus that came out of a Lexus factory, or would you want to buy a Lexus that was assembled in the field next to your house or in your garage? And everybody would say, of course, now I'd want to buy it in a factory, take advantage of factory methods and factory quality standards. I wouldn't want it to be out in the weather. The same is true for mobile homes. After 1993, when they changed all the wind zone codes and everything for mobile homes, and a mobile home now, in my opinion, is built better than the average site-built house. So that's no longer a problem.
And as of what year, when you say that, Stu, like what year are you referring to? Was there a sort of a tipping point year? Like was it 2005, 2000? Certainly, you know,
1993.
Okay.
1993 was when it started. Okay, most mobile homes built after 93 are built to a slightly better standard. But keep in mind, I have mobile homes that were built in the 60s that are still safe, affordable, good housing because they were taken care of. And people ask me, I mean, I think what you were alluding to, and a lot of people, is that when they think of a mobile home, they think of Tobacco Road. They think of something off in the mountains where some hillbilly's living in it or some redneck, and he's got a still in his backyard, and Jeff Foxworthy is his best friend. I mean, that's what they're thinking.
Right.
All right? That's really not the way it is. And I tell them, they go, why do you love it so much? And I'm going to tell you why. I mean, I always tell people, when it comes to investing in real estate, find something that resonates within you. If I guarantee there's a real estate market that you can work in and make money. If, for instance, you like old people, then get involved in ACLFs. If you like dealing with commercial people, well, then get involved in stores or warehouses or office buildings. If you like working with people, you can get involved in single-family homes. I love mobile homes. Like right now, in my parks, I am selling mobile homes for $3,000. And I say, to me, that somebody can get a house that they own, it's a mobile home, but it's a house and it's built like a house, for $3,000, that's beautiful to me. And even better, I'll finance it for them. I'll let them in with, like, I think $800 down, and I'll give them a mortgage of $95 a month, and at the end of 3 years, they will own the mobile home. Now, they'll have to pay me lot rent, but they can own a home for $3,000. And you saw that one of my investments recently, I spent $14,000 to buy a mobile home on its own lot with land. So for me to be able to buy a home that cheaply, that resonates with me. I like being able to supply that kind of housing. I'm not the kind of person that likes to work with movie stars and sell houses for $10, $20, and $40 million. That doesn't resonate with me. What resonates with me is being able to give people safe, healthy, affordable housing for an incredibly cheap price.
And when you're doing those lease options or rent-to-own type of deals, how often do you find that the tenant-to-be owner actually goes through with the ownership, or do you find that you're recycling that same home many times over the years?
That's a very good question. See, actually, I don't do lease options. We actually sell it to the people and then take back financing. And the reason we do that is because the repo process is very fast in Florida. I can literally repo a mobile home 15 minutes after they're late with a payment. I don't, but I can repo it very, very quickly, whereas a foreclosure takes longer. A foreclosure can take a year or 2 years now. So whether I do a lease option, which is very easy to call back, you evict the people and they no longer have it, or whether I sell them the home and take back financing, in terms of the legal way to recover the property, it's the same. So I prefer to sell it to them, all right? Now, to answer your question, how often when we sell them the property, which is very equivalent to a lease option, do we get it back? I don't know. A third of the time, but I love it when we get it back. See, when we get it back, I clean it, fix it, and sell it again for a second profit. So for the most part, and when you're dealing, now that works wonderful when you're dealing with very low-priced mobile homes, which I am. Frank and Dave and I disagree on this point.
They like the double wides and the nicer stuff, right?
Yeah, but here's the problem. When you sell them and take back financing, which is a major major technique in overcoming problems in a mobile home park, like a vacant lot, you bring in something, you set it up, and then you sell it and take back financing. That's like a Lonnie deal, but you do it yourself. That is a major, powerful technique to filling lots in a park. But the more expensive the mobile home is, when you get it back, the less it's worth. When you're dealing with mobile homes that are $3,000 and $5,000, like I am, how much lower can they go?
The bottom of the market doesn't really depreciate in value because it's such necessity-oriented, last-chance shelter that you really don't worry too much about depreciation problems, right?
You got it. So, therefore, you know, and people would say to me, I have some of my students when I was training, and they go, I can buy a mobile home for $2,000. Is it a good deal? And I'd say, does it need a lot of work? They go, no. All I got to do is paint a few things, and I'm in. And I said, let me ask you a question. If it's too much, if $2,000 is too much, how much too much could it be? Right?
$19.99.
How wrong could you be at $2,000? How wrong can you be at $5,000? Now, if you want to buy a house overlooking the Pacific Ocean, right, and it's $20 or $30 million, now the question is, how wrong could you be? Boy, you could be plenty wrong. All right, but for a mobile home that's really low priced, how long could you be? And even better, how much lower could it go? So that's what I like to deal with. I like to deal with the lower end of the spectrum, and if I get them back, I just clean them, fix them up, and turn around and sell them again, and there's an eager waiting buyer at that price, especially with owner financing. So I think I answered your question. What do you think, Jason?
Yeah,
did I answer?
You sure did. You sure did. Thank you. Well, hey, Stu, what else should we know about? And then also, of course, give out your website and tell people where they can learn more about you and what you do.
My website is The Mobile Home Man, themobilehomeman.com. That's my website. And again, I'm Stu Silver, and I can be reached at Stu, S-T-U, at The Mobile Home Man. I've written two fairly well-received books on investing in mobile homes. There's Mobile Home Wealth, which you can buy on Amazon and Barnes & Noble or on my website. And then there's Mobile Home Wealth Part 2, which is strictly about mobile home parks. And the only place you can buy it is on my website. Gary, I just came back from Australia, believe it or not. And Australian investors are very eager and aggressive of buying in the United States right now.
I know they are. We're seeing a lot of them come in, yeah.
Well, it's a tsunami of sunshine for them. their market doubled in the last 5 years as opposed to ours going in half. And the Australian dollar is on parity with the American dollar. And the reason I'm mentioning this is that the guru of Australia is a wonderful, wonderful guy named Stephen G. McKnight. And I call him my friend now. He is the most gracious, the most humble, and the most intelligent real estate guru I've ever met. And he has wonderful taste, and I'll tell you why. When he introduced me to his group, his audience, he said, "I've read a lot of real estate books, but the only book I can say is that I can say I wish I wrote it is the book that Stu wrote called Mobile Home Wealth." And he sells it for $19.99, which is, you know, $20. He said, and it's way too cheap. It should be over $100 or $200. At which point, and I get a little red, I get embarrassed, and he's right, but my publisher told me he wouldn't do anything, you know, that was more than $20. So if you really want to learn about real estate, and with using mobile homes as the example, my first book, Mobile Home Wealth, is the best buy. It's $20. It's 450 pages. My second book, Mobile Home Wealth Part 2, is 650 pages, but it takes you from the beginning of a mobile home park to advanced strategies. And it's a more money. It's $100, but it's worth it. So that's part of what I do. That's how you can reach me. And I'm working on a new book now. You're going to love this. It's How to Get a Good Deal on a Mobile Home or Get One for Free.
Wow, for free.
And I literally, for free, literally, I'm going to leave you with this. Jason, in the last 3 or 4 months, I have gotten 10 mobile homes for free.
In your parks as repos,
yeah,
because
yeah,
they didn't pay their lot rent? Yeah.
Yeah, and they just gave it to me. They said, "Here, take it." All right? The last one that I got, are you ready for this, was in perfect shape. There was nothing wrong with it. It was completely furnished down to the silverware. I mean, there was towels and sheets. I mean, all you had to do was bring your toothbrush. And if you wanted to use the previous owner's toothbrush, you didn't even need that. Okay? He gave it to me. He just signed the title and said, "Here." All right? And I said, "Okay." And I sold it for $4,500 2 weeks later. $4,500. So it was like...
And infinite return on investment.
Well, yeah, all right. And that was just one of the 10 that I've gotten. I've literally gotten 10. I think it's amazing that people are just walking away from homes. People in this country are so spoiled, so jaded about real estate right now, that they're literally walking away from a home that's, you know, and giving it away for free. I don't mean walking away in foreclosure. I mean just giving it for free. So I can teach people who want to, believe me, if any one of these people had come to me and said, "Hey, I have this guy, Jason Hartman. He's a good guy. He has a radio show. He's got plenty of money. He wants to buy my mobile home. In fact, I want to give it to him. All right? Would you lease it to him? All right? Because I've got to lease you the lot, right?" And I would write out an application, Jason, but I can tell you right now, I like you, so I'm probably going to approve you. All right? And I would say, sure. I would say, sure. I don't care. You know, as long as someone's paying me the lot rent, I don't care. And there's literally thousands of those situations right now. So I'm writing a book on how to actually buy a mobile home, because many people are mystified about them and don't understand. So I'm making a book that's very, very user-oriented, user-friendly, on just how to buy your first mobile home and or get one for free. I expect that to be a good funnel. You know about the funnel concept in marketing. I'm learning about this now. I expect that to be a good funnel for the rest of my products. And the thing that I enjoy the most now, I know we're probably out of time and this will get edited out. The thing I enjoy most now is coaching people one-on-one. I mean, I'm used to training people 40 and 50 at a time, but the thing that I really like most now is coaching people one-on-one and actually buying a mobile home park when we're done.
So Stu Silver, a wealth of knowledge, thank you so much for sharing them today. The website again is themobilehomeman.com, and we appreciate you sharing your wisdom and your many years of experience with us today on the show. Thank you, Stu.
You're welcome. It was nice being here.
What's great about the shows you'll find on jasonhartman.com is that if you want to learn how to finance your next big real estate deal, there's a show for that. If you want to learn more about food storage and the best way to keep those onions from smelling up everything else, there's a show for that. If you honestly want to know more about business ethics, there's a show for that. And if you just want to get away from it all and need to know something about world travel, there's even a show for that. Yep, there's a show for just about anything. Only from jasonhartman.com. Or type in Jason Hartman in the iTunes store.
This show is produced by the Hartman Media Company, all rights reserved. For distribution or publication rights and media interviews, please visit www.hartmanmedia.com or email media@hartmanmedia.com. Nothing on this show should be considered specific personal or professional advice. Please consult an appropriate tax, legal, real estate, or business professional for individualized advice. Opinions of guests are their own, and the host is acting on behalf of Platinum Properties Investor Network, Inc., exclusively.